I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I had a discussion with Ron, my producer, before I came in tonight, and I was talking to him about the show. And I was telling him that while I was coming up with the concept and the theme for tonight's show this morning, I thought very, very deeply about how I hope and pray that what I'm about to discuss tonight does not happen. I don't want this to happen. And I want to hope that the patterns I'm seeing that are just going to, they're just alarming me, and they're just simply unfounded fears. Many times in this program, we've talked deep truths, very deep truths. We've talked about core intelligence before. Core intelligence, any and all intelligence that indicates an extinction level event or an event that is coming could wipe out a majority or all of the population. There are many different moments in time where core intelligence is transmitted to certain individuals that know what to do in case this happens. There have been many movies that have talked about this, such as The Men in Black, saying, you know how many times we've come close to having an international galactic incident with aliens? Or the other one? Failsafe, where Walter Matthau comes out and he says something to the effect, he says, you know, when we drop the bomb, then what we're going to do, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is going to come in and they're going to find out, you know, what they can tax. They want to get the government going again. That's the whole point. So every day, core intelligence deals in global risks, and they commit to actions that need to be taken without the convenience or the inconvenience of morality. It's chilling how those in the know figure that whatever happens, there has to be actions taken for what they feel are the greater good, or is the greater good, and the continuity of government. Rest assured, there are people that are going to go into those bunkers. They're going to wait in the bunkers until all the dust settles. They're going to come back in, and they're going to try to reestablish the government. It's going to be hard, though. It's going to be like, you know, rounding up cats, because people are just going to be freaking out. They're going to have their own morality. They're going to have their own apocalyptic thinking. And so the issue of global risk, the issue of core intelligence, is basically all about value, a matter that requires a thorough analysis of certain sociopolitical factors viewed through the lens of universalizable principles that promote human flourishing after long-term suffering, a resolution of conflict, and later going out of their way to promote happiness in the wake of major disasters and loss of life. I don't know how they'll console so many people, but in this consideration, global risks basically threaten the human condition by putting the planet Earth, which is the abode of all living organisms, including humans, in a very precarious situation. Projecting global risks at their most horrifying conclusion is tantamount to an anticipation of the seemingly incontrovertible annihilation of the Earth's biosphere. I don't want to exaggerate here. Without exaggerating the whole I'm afraid here, and the diabolical prospects of bioterror and ecological terror, the issue of global risk has been the most serious concern of sensible people who have long been disseminating all over the world valuable information on the global risks that presently haunt us and could ultimately lead to wiping out life on the planet, if not immediately and efficiently, you know, wiping out a vast majority. So the present reality, obtaining in today's world is critically menaced by four horrific risks in core intelligence that have been aggressively and invasively petrifying the globe. Number one, environmental degradation leading to the destruction of the ecosystem. Number two, massive threat of nuclear destruction. Number three, catastrophic wars of attrition, commonly known as terrorism. And number four, biological warfare, which is also a form of terrorism called bioterrorism, and the accompanying lies that intensify it. Now, in general, these global risks are superficially taken separately as four distinct and hence unrelated issues. Although one or the other could happen that could wipe out a gratuitous amount of the population. Nevertheless, we take a closer and more detailed examination of the dynamics. And when we do, we have to understand a deeper reality that maybe they are interconnected. Maybe they are intertwined to a certain extent. And that we need to take it seriously. Because governments are taking it seriously. And many nations have grown to become, well, all the ones that have grown to become global powers have decided that, you know, they've got these supreme and dominant industrial groups and leaders, tycoons, oligarchs, all investment financiers that love to pay into the war machine. They love to pay into big pharma. They love to pay into, you know, isolating diseases, carrying out gain-of-function exercises, releasing these diseases into the world. And then what do we do? What do we do after that? Well, we have to go out and gather extremely cheap or expensive drugs or whatever to get people feeling better. We have to go into underdeveloped countries. We have to make sure they're okay. But see, that's the whole thing. It's all no-holds-barred activities. And it's lamentable that, you know, yesterday we were talking about Earth Day and the fact that, you know, here we have environmental destruction going on with war. But there's more to the environmental destruction and more destruction of the ecosystem than Earth Day or climate change or any of those things. And that is hazardous chemical wastes. Hazardous chemical bioterror. Bioterror that is done, well, actually agriterror, where our farms, our animals, and a number of things, vegetables and fruits, are all being contaminated, which leads to the dissemination of anything that would be edible for our health and our concern with health. So you know, we focus uncompromisingly with nuclear attacks, and the nuclear attacks actually sustain dominance and assure their economic ascendancy. But what we're dealing with, though, is silently in the background, groups of individuals that know that if they release something into the ecosystem that could damage the ecosystem and maybe wipe out the population, they will never be caught. We saw this with COVID. And what's scary is we may see this again. And that's what I want to talk about tonight on Ground Zero. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clegg Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.